Thanks for joining us. I'm Diane Rehm. Sexual assault and rape in the military is not a new occurrence, but a new lawsuit says the Pentagon has repeatedly failed to take action in these cases, creating a culture where violence against women is tolerated. Joining me in the studio to talk about the lawsuit, Susan Burke. She's the lead attorney in the case against the Pentagon. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning. Thank
Thanks
you for having
being here. Joining us from NPR's New York Bureau, Anu Bhagwatia, the Service Women's Action Network. Good morning, Anu.
Good morning.
And from WBUR in Boston, Sergeant Mary Gallagher of the Air Force National Guard. Mary, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And joining us from her home in Columbia, South Carolina, Sergeant Rebecca Havrilla. Good morning to you, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Both of the latter two are plaintiffs in this case. I do want to caution our listeners, some of what you're about to hear may be disturbing, but I do want to let you know that up front. Before we begin our conversation with these four women, joining us from her office in Washington, D.C., is Kay Whitley, Director of the Defense Department Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Ms. Rehm.
Please call me Diane and tell us what the Department of Defense is doing to fight this problem of sexual assaults within the military.
Yes, ma'am. Well, one thing I'd like to point out is sexual assault is a national problem, and it's one of our nation's most underreported crimes, so we realize that we have to deal with that also in our armed forces. And we have put very comprehensive programs together since 2004 that focus on preventing these assaults before they occur, and we've put victim services programs in place, and we have put an accountability piece. And yesterday on the Hill, the Secretary reemphasized his commitment to preventing these assaults and to providing services for victims.
I certainly realize you can't comment on the specific cases that are outlined in the complaints, but tell me about the progress you feel the Pentagon is making in dealing with the issue.
Well, first, I do want to say that my heart goes out to any victim of sexual assault. It's one of the most horrible crimes that anyone should ever have to endure. And I think that's behind our commitment to this. One of the things that we have done is to put a prevention strategy in place, and we use the concept of bystander intervention, which trains our service members to stand up and intervene to prevent sexual assaults from occurring. We also have put procedures in place to help victims, and one that I really want to talk about today is our new hotline, and it's going to debut probably the first week in April. And we're working with an organization called the Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network, and they're going to run this hotline for us. It's in testing mode right now, and we're ensuring that any service member